Bubble butt.
Debbie, what are you doing?
Time Turner asked, staring up at her from directly below.
I'm just sitting, Doc.
Derpy said, staring down between her knees at him. She flashed him one of her brilliant smiles.
I didn't think it looked all that complicated.
Well, I can see that you're sitting.
He mumbled in reply, caught vaguely off guard by the completely normal answer that she had provided. Internally, he chastised himself. This was Derpy. Of course she had a normal answer. Had she provided an entirely ridiculous answer, she probably would have been doing something entirely mundane.
Then why did you ask?
She blinked down at him, happy to be the focus of his attention. Time Turner got distracted pretty easily, so it always made her feel special when he was entirely zoned in on her.
Well, because you want, really. Well, I suppose you want the strictest sense of the word. Oh, it would be the loosest, I'm not entirely sure. Regardless.
He shook his head, dropped to his haunches, and huffed. It was gonna be one of those days.
Honest, Doc, I'm just sitting here.
But you weren't sitting on anything!
He gasped, exasperated.
Oh.
Derpy looked up from the stallion and blinked her wild eyes.
Is that a requirement?
Well, obviously not.
Time Turner sighed.
Oh, good.
She perked back up again, and shifting somewhat to get more comfortable, settled into place.
I'm happy to hear that I'm not doing anything wrong.
Derpy!
Time Turner practically sobbed.
Why are you in the air?
This gave her pause. Why was she in the air? She went back through her decision-making process. There weren't really any particular good seats in Time Turner's lab to begin with. She had been on her hooves all day and really wanted a nice rest in the company of her favorite pony. However, sitting down in the middle of the floor also tended to cause problems. Either she would sit on something that she shouldn't and cause a disaster, or Time Turner would distractedly forget that she was there and trip over her while carrying something incredibly valuable or fragile. Usually both. Really, it just made sense then.
Well, there really wasn't any place to sit down there,
she concluded. With a start, she realized that Time Turner had moved away from her, and had begun pacing and muttering to himself while she was deliberating her motives. With a disconcerted frown and then a devilish grin, she shifted over in the air until she was once again directly above him. He looked up at the sudden shadow cast over him and immediately froze, his eyes very clearly locked directly on her. Derpy's grin spread to a full smile. She did so love his attention, especially when she didn't need to do anything except be there to get it.
Okay.
Time Turner choked. He blinked himself back to reality and looked down in thought, before shrugging and allowing himself to glance back up one more time before officially setting his chin in his hoof and pondering the situation at hand.
How is it that you're sitting, Debbie?
He asked, tentatively.
Oh, well, like this.
She responded. She stood up tall, still on thin air, wiggled her butt, and then flumped her haunches down.
That was my... what do you call it, Doc? My process.
She giggled at the scientific word and at Time Turner's gaping mouth.
Really? I'm just sitting. I'm sure you have more important things than little me to worry about.
Time Turner blushed and scoffed.
Well, there's nothing more important than you, of course,
he said quickly.
But I am rather discombobulated by this. You're not just sitting, Derpy. You're flying.
Derpy stretched her wings out and preened a single feather before nestling the pair away onto her back.
I'm a Pegasus, Doc. That's what we do.
But you're not using your wings!
Am I supposed to?
He dropped his head into his hooves and groaned.
That's the generally accepted method, yes.
He grumbled through them. He loved this mare, but she could really be troublesome days. He recovered his composure and snapped his head up, ready to give her a stern talking to for her to immediately quit breaking the already loosely enforced laws of physics. Derpy had spread her knees again and was looking down at him, and somewhere off in the corner, with her bright golden eyes shimmering from all the electricity in the lab, and Time Turner immediately forgot what he was going to say to her. He stammered and stuttered up at her, blushing harder and harder as time went on, earning himself a wider and cuter smile with every abandoned word. Finally, he stopped, smiled warmly up to her, and then flopped to his own haunches yet again.
Derpy, please come down,
he asked through a chuckle.
Sure thing, Doc,
she said. A moment later, she began to descend, though otherwise continuing to sit perfectly still. It seemed to Time Turner as if he was watching a pony in a purely glass elevator from directly below. At the last moment, he shuffled to the side, and when Derpy had gently settled down onto the floor beside him, he set his jaw onto her shoulder and beamed as she nestled her cheek into it. He puffed away a lock of pale blonde mane and kissed her cheek.
All right,
he muttered after several quiet minutes of contact.
Was that enough for you to tell me what you did?
Derpy giggled.
I'll tell you now, but you'll owe me more cuddles for it.
Deal.
So, earlier today, I was going through all of the old undeliverable mail. We keep parcels for like 10 years or something, in case some pony finally decides to ask what happened to it or whatever, right?
Right.
So anything older than that, we inspect. Sentimental stuff we try to get to the owners, useful things we might take if any pony wants it, but sometimes it's just junk.
Sure?
Time Turner said, his mind already racing to figure out how this could possibly be connected to her new special ability.
Anyways, today I was doing that and I found this real garbage lantern. It was all bent and warped, like the place for the flame was like a spout out the side. I figured that no pony would have sent that as a gift, right? So it had to be a special heirloom or something. I sat down to clean the gunk off of it to find if there was a name, and then there was an explosion.
She spread her hooves wide, knocking Time Turner off of her shoulder and onto the floor. He laughed and recovered his balance, and then nodded for her to continue.
There were boxes and letters everywhere, Doc. I'm telling you, it was a mess. But in the middle of it all was this blue see-through Karen. She said her name was Jeannie and that the lantern was hers. Now, I've seen ponies live in stranger places than lanterns, so I just told her that she couldn't park her home in the post office and that she had to leave.
Time Turner had already clenched his eyes shut, desperately not wanting to believe. Unfortunately, this was derpy. The more ridiculous it was, the more real it was. He bit his lip while she carried on.
But this Karen, I tell you, she was all stuffy and weird. She insisted that she help me out for cleaning up her house. I didn't think it was all that important, but it seemed to be the only way to calm her down.
Time Turner replied through gritted teeth.
Anyway, she told me that she could give me one of three special powers, and whichever I wished for, I would get. But I told her the only thing I wished for was for you to pay a bit more attention to me.
She paused, and then flinched, quickly wrapping Time Turner and clasping forelegs.
Not that you don't do enough, it's just, you know, more is always good, right?
He looked into her giant glistening eyes and smiled.
Oh, of course, it's okay, Derpy. Go on.
Well, she told me that she could let me read minds, turn invisible, or fly. I already had wings, so I didn't think of that at first. Reading your mind wouldn't help me none, because I know how free it is at times.
Time Turner frowned, unsure if he should be insulted.
Turning invisible would be especially unhelpful to you seeing me more, of course.
Of course.
So I thought back to the flying thing again, and realized that if I could be in the air without, well, flying, you'd think that was pretty neat, right?
He smiled and kissed her cheek again, though a strained groan slipped through his lips.
You're right.
He said, almost begrudgingly.
Hey, what's wrong, Doc?
He caught her eyes again, and gave a weak chuckle.
You gave up the power to read minds, or turn invisible just to get an ability that you already had, purely to catch my interest. You can be a really silly pony sometimes, Derpy.
She caught his eye with one of hers, and he was shocked to find a wicked knowing glint in it.
Well, sure, I guess those would have been useful sometimes, but this way I can sit down right above you like I'm on glass.
Time Turner blinked as the realization of how much thought Derpy had actually put into it hit him.
Would you like me to show you again?
She asked with all of the innocence that she could muster.
Yes, please.
He answered before she finished the question. When I first looked at the story and read through it a little bit, I was wondering why it had a teen rating. And then right at the end, I finally caught on thinking, oh, okay, yeah, I got it. Short, adorable, and super enjoyable. What's not to love about it? Anyways, let's get on to our super enjoyable donators. Top donators are 630, J10Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, Dash of Evergreen, and Suru Orion. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mortred, Omicron Lightray, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hadzaza, Riotsa, Lion Sky, Badass Waffle, and many more magical people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.